Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, director of the World Ocean Observatory. There was a storm, and then there was a massive oil spill, and suddenly so much of the richness and cultural value of the American Gulf Coast was significantly damaged or destroyed. The devastation of New Orleans, physical destruction and community dislocation, 4.9 million barrels of oil spilled, serious injury to deepwater coral, deformed plankton, increased dolphin mortality, destroyed shellfish beds, discoloration, rot, and genetic damage to fish species, and much, much more. It is easy to say that Katrina and Deepwater Horizon were the only and one-time causes of this devastation. But that is too simple. The conditions and the strategies that created them are long-standing and complicated. To restore the Gulf Coast to its original splendor will require huge reversals in historical process and attitude, in physical and political structures, institutional and individual behaviors, and policies and actions that have failed to advance the social action and political will required to protect and maintain the richness and natural value of the region. Enter the Gulf Restoration Network. The network impresses me in several ways. First, it predates these disasters, having recognized in the 1990s the issues as extant and already in need of action. Second, it is coalition-based, not a single organization, but an issue-driven, dynamic partnership between organizations with overlapping missions and specific interests and expertise. And third, it has identified and concentrated on various key issues and designed specific plans in response to the challenge of unregulated commercial fishing, demonstrable effects of global warming, contaminated freshwater, eroded natural defenses, decimated cypress forests, burgeoning coastal development, and limited wetlands protections. Let's look at some examples. The Network Save Our Cypress program addresses the Gulf's endangered cypress swamps that are being clear-cut to feed an unsustainable and unnecessary mulch industry, thereby assuring the destruction of the Gulf's best natural storm protection. In 2008, the campaign saved tens of thousands of acres of cypress swamps when Lowe's, Home Depot, and Walmart stopped selling cypress mulch from coastal Louisiana. The network continues to urge these and other retailers to live up to their policies of sustainability by expanding that protection and to restore balance to the entire Gulf Coast through the sale of sustainable alternatives. The network also works to protect and restore freshwater throughout the Gulf of Mexico, critical to recreation, fisheries, wildlife habitat, and drinking water. Despite much progress made under the Clean Water Act, many streams flowing into the Gulf remain polluted with fertilizers, pesticides, sewage, and other contaminants. Every summer, nitrogen pollution from the Mississippi River forms a dead zone, an area where aquatic life cannot survive, off the coast of Louisiana and Texas that is roughly the size of Massachusetts. In addition, high levels of bacteria from municipal sewage treatment plants and urban runoff force the closure of beaches throughout the Gulf. The network is working to end these water pollution problems through a multifaceted approach that includes public education, empowerment of citizens groups, technical review of government policies, and legal action when necessary. Finally, the Gulf of Mexico has lost approximately 50% of its historic wetlands, and those remaining are under increasing threat. Wetlands loss leads to declining water quality, a loss of habitat for wildlife and commercial fishing species, and increased vulnerability to hurricanes and floods for coastal communities. The network is working to reform destructive Army Corps of Engineer projects, to review permit applications that destroy wetlands, to advocate for coastal restoration, and to provide technical assistance to citizens groups. This network approach is not always politically correct, with predictable internal tensions and external opposition. But these challenges reflect the contradictions of decades of use patterns and community values. As a community coalition crossing local, state, and regional boundaries, building consensus of historically separate constituencies and users, introducing new ideas and better practices, and engaging actively in the planning and political discussion for the future, the network provides an instructive model for other parts of the United States with similar critical problems, even if not made so tragically evident by storm and spill. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is a project of the World Ocean Observatory. online at www.thew2o.net. World Ocean Radio is produced in association with WERU Community Radio, Blue Hill, Maine.